often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 161. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, and we are deep inside the Slapbox bunker.
Yes, we are.
We're about to 69.
Oh, yeah. 69, baby.
Like, we're about to 69 each other?
No, we're making pancakes. 169? No, we're making pancakes out of cum, apparently.
No, omelets.
Omelets. Oh, yeah. Yes, omelets. I'm sorry.
This isn't actually a first. We've watched it. It was in the bunker, I think, originally.
Most of the time when we do...
Was it Barry O? Was it Barry O when we watched?
I think it was Barry O.
So that was episode 21, I believe, or something, or 17.
Holy shit.
So this girl takes it like a champ and makes omelets out of fucking cum?
Well, you'll see. You'll see. We'll
all right, yeah, yes,
second.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
We'll get down to it.
Okay,
here. I mean,
they make one for, you know.
Oh, no shit.
Well, she helps. Yeah. I mean,
she does help.
She's going to help them. I mean, you'll see it right here. I guess we'll just play it right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's do it.
I don't have any sound.
Let's just dive right into it. Let's go.
Give Fiend something to watch.
Okay, right now.
Well, we can't. What can't have sound on the fucking.
Well, it's gonna be all fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could.
So she's holding a Pyrex measuring cup, and it's...
Oh, you even know the brand.
It says Pyrex on the fucking thing. Yeah, it says Pyrex
right
there.
Well on there.
Oh my god, really?
The quality of the video is not that great, my vision.
But it is Pyrex, I can see.
It is Pyrex.
And she's just... Well, she's
Ew, that guy looks like he's jerked off like 50 times already. It just like slowly came out.
There's not really any sound to it.
I love how she's sticking her tongue out.
No. I just love the fact he's got a water bottle.
She is naked,
in the sand.
And it looks like...
Oh, here comes the boom guy.
Yeah, every guy in the crew is jerking off into the...
In the entire...
I love this guy shaking
it
off.
Look at her. She's just loving it,
dude. That guy's dick had a big hook in it.
Oh,
they're shooting it into her mouth the measuring cup, and then she's spitting it into the cup.
You dirty bird. Dirty fucking bird.
Generally, I would prefer that she swallow, but on this occasion,
This guy's not even hard.
I believe he's trying.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, that's why he's the boom operator.
Yeah, it's just like trickling out.
Yeah, that is like some really thin cum too.
Oh,
it's like
Lord, watery.
A lot of cum though. Surprisingly for his flaccid.
Eats a lot of butter. Eats a lot of butter in his fucking diet.
He's got high cholesterol. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and there she goes.
Now she passes it off like.
And this dude has gloves on.
To the chef.
Yeah, to the fucking with the chef with the fucking the
rubber gloves. Well, yeah. You know, you want to be safe. You
surgical
don't want to
fucking gloves on and everything.
Well,
and
he's cooking. He's cooking, dude.
He's actually gonna.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
He's going to pour it into a hot frying pan right now.
Much like you would like an egg substitute. That's what it kind of looks like.
He has to make sure to wear the gloves because if the health inspector shows up, you know, they have very strict guidelines.
I don't think the pan is hot enough.
Yeah.
I remember that the first time we watched this, I was like, it just seems like it's not hot enough.
Well, I think they purposely wanted to slow cook it.
God damn, that's a lot of cum, though.
Yeah, that is over a full cup of cum right there. I mean, they must have had a ton of guys deposit semen for that.
Oh, God. Just watching them push it around in the fry pan.
You've watched this before.
It was the first time I did the same thing,
too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Man, it's been a few years since we watched.
Well, I don't watch
show,
it daily, but
yeah. You got a trash can.
Well, Fiener did mention when
he got a trash can
was saying that.
I think I'm gonna puke.
I can't have you puking in here.
I think I am.
Go to the bathroom.
You'll be all right.
I gotta go back upstairs.
Give him a second.
Just don't puke in here.
That was nasty, dude. Fucking nasty.
That was clean compared to some of the shit we were. You want to watch some bukkake?
Holy shit, man.
I should have brought a trash can.
We just,
I don't have a trash
we just
can
broke Fiener.
I didn't think anybody would view from that.
I guess we have to have a trash can.
Oh, shit, he did puke.
Oh, Fiend.
Oh, fuck.
Go. Get up.
I'm good.
You step outside.
That was just nasty. That was just fucking nasty.
You puked all over yourself.
But he says he's good.
Myself, dude. I couldn't fucking help it, man.
You all right?
I just cleaned my couch, too.
Did you get any on the couch?
No, none got on the couch. Look.
You need a towel?
I got paper towels over there.
A little bit, maybe. But, you know.
There's some paper towels over there.
I'm sorry, Josh, but that was just fucking nasty.
I do have a roll of paper towels over there.
Oh, yeah, I see them. I see them. Yeah, thank you.
You got puke on the microphone, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
God damn.
I don't think we ever had anybody puke. that is a first. It's great audio there.
That was Fiend wiping the puke off the microphone.
Yeah, that is. Who the fuck does that shit?
Well, it's apparently a bunch of guys and one girl.
A bunch of guys and one girl, yeah. Over my goddamn pants now.
I've seen that so many times, it's just like watching a cooking show.
I know, right? Yeah. First time you see it, I was
fine.
I thought I was going to be fine, too, and so I started watching. I'm like, they're actually cooking. cooking the cum.
You gonna watch,
that's how
you
make an omelet.
Are you going to watch the rest of that later?
Let's do it.
No, dude, because I don't have anything for you to puke
in. No, I'm not going to puke. I already got it out of my system.
You sure about that?
I am sure.
Dude. No, we're not.
It's all right.
It's just more cooking a cum, and then she eats
it.
It
gets worse.
She eats the whole thing.
She eats the entire thing.
She eats the whole thing and then licks the plate.
Oh.
Look at his face.
You don't have to puke me just describing it.
So I said, fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I went to the, I'm not even going to get into this right now. Oh, just give me a minute. Holy shit, dude.
So
they cooked the fucking, they cooked the cum omelet.
He can't get over it.
She's pretty hot, though.
Was hot as shit, dude.
Even covered in gum, she was really hot.
Like the boom guy and the fucking director and all that shit came up, and just was just like, blah, 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 and fucking.
They probably had pulled people off the street for that one.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? My ex-girlfriend had the same
exact...
That was her? No. Had the same exact fucking measuring cup as the fucking girl. Did in the fucking thing.
Everybody does. I mean, that's like the only brand
measuring. Pyrex. Yeah, they're like, you even know the brand? I'm like, it says Pyrex on the side. I've seen the fucking measuring cup before.
Yeah, it really is like the only...
It takes a licking, it keeps on ticking.
And it'll take a lot of cum.
Yeah. Yep. So how you been, Josh?
I'm all right.
All right.
Yeah, my stomach's fine. I ate a lot today.
So did I.
Omelet? Did you have an omelet today?
No, man. It's like fucking. It's like that old school video, Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
I cannot watch anything.
You can't watch
like that.
What?
I cannot watch that at all.
That's another one. I've probably watched that more than Come Omelet.
Yeah, I've watched that one way more than Come Omelet.
I showed
one of my old bosses that.
When I first seen that one, I mean, like, it was like an obsession with me. Like, I was like, you haven't seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, yeah, I was the same way. It took me a long time to finally see it, but when I did, like...
I couldn't stop watching that motherfucker.
Like,
I could not deal with it the first time?
I think so. Because we'd gotten to talking about it, and I was like, I still haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, Todd had showed me it, and then, like, I mean, I'd heard about it forever.
Yeah,
but
I think that,
never...
like, for an hour, all we did was watch reaction videos of other people.
All the reaction videos were the best.
The Joe Rogan.
YouTube. Yeah.
I love the Joe Rogan one.
Then him talking about the Pain Olympics.
Yeah, I've watched the Pain Olympics.
I made my dad watch that video. I'm like, check this shit out.
He got 10 seconds into it.
What?
Way worse.
One guy, one jar.
One guy. Oh, with the fucking...
jar?
Jar, yeah.
The
glass jar?
Like, cut off his fucking penis or something like that?
No.
Let me see it.
That's the
Bring it up.
Well, you might want to look away because that cum omelet's still playing. I just turned off the TV.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going to puke anymore, dude. I already got it out of my system.
And you were about to
You know what I should have done? I should have just went in a dry one. It's just like, got it out of my system, dude.
We're bringing you a bucket next time.
No shit. Yeah, shit. Thank you.
Please don't puke anymore on my couch.
Fucking Fiener bucket. Puke bucket.
Oh. So you want to see One Guy, One Jar. That's what
One Guy, One Jar is the guy that...
You don't...
He
you might
actually,
puke
no,
after this, too.
He, No, he has a jar.
Yeah.
And it, like, he does something, and it fucking, like, there's blood in the fucking jar.
He breaks it off in his ass.
Exactly. He
inserts into his ass.
I've seen that one.
So what, you wanted to watch that one? Wait, which one did you want to watch?
Let's see it again. It's been a while. Two Girls, One Cup, but it's not even around anymore.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah, it's out there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
it's
let's see. Okay.
The internet, man.
One guy, one
No, let's
jar.
Just, I don't think it, you know, it could get boring if we're just sitting here watching videos the entire time.
No shit, yeah.
So, we'll at least watch the One Guy, One Jar. That's a classic. I mean, it's Come On, that's a classic, too. It's a shame I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I'll have to do that when you leave. Here we go. What? Oh, damn it. No.
Nope. Yep.
Fucker, come on. Yeah, this using my PlayStation to do this can be a real bitch. All right. Here we go. This OneGuyOneJar.org.
Org. Yeah. Dot organization.
Hopefully. He's AKA One Man, One Jar.
He's made a business out of this.
Reaction? Are they not? Where's the? come on, damn it! So PS3, trying to get it to play shit is a bit difficult. Oh come on! This is all reaction videos. Where's the? Is this the? No.
What's that black guy doing?
You probably can't find it.
Looks like he's
on PS3.
No, the PS3. Oh damn it! There was right there. Shit. Takes forever to fucking... I don't get why the PS3 browser was always such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch it on my PS3, though, than put it into my laptop and risk virus going on some of these suspected sites.
Pete and Black flagged on all that shit.
It's a lot less risky.
Make any girl want to fuck.
Yeah, I'm not clicking on that ad. That's mainly where you get those fucking viruses.
Oh,
and those fucking ads.
All that bullshit.
horrible ads. It's a shame because I'm sure this company that...
I love the tagline underneath of it. It's make any girl want to fuck. And then it's... what is that? Dirty old men are using it to fuck teen girls.
Wow, so like Jared?
No. those aren't teenagers. Wow, look at that pussy.
Was that an amputee? Jesus Christ.
She's a basket case.
Wow.
We're gonna need a feeder bucket here. We're gonna need a feeder bucket.
That one chick really. The chick in the middle was really hot. Did anybody see her?
No, you're good. You're good. I'm just fucking.
Anybody see that chick with the sorry t-shirt on?
Yeah. What about the fucking the Bush fucking oh Lord.
That's what you get for saying we should watch porn.
That one vagina looked like the Kraken.
Don't look at Feener.
Holy shit.
Damn it. It takes forever for this TV to come back on. It's got to like warm up.
Retrieving data.
Yeah. It's because it's 3D.
See, that girl's hot.
Which chick?
The one in the ad in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the girl with the glasses?
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to fuck me, but by the time you...
There was a lot of amputee videos in there. What the fuck?
What is that? That looks like fucking something from... oh, Lord.
Dude, all I know is that there's a lot of lonely MILFs out there. Every site I go to is like fucking
okay. Yeah, every MILF. Really? Every MILF.
Lonely
every
MILF.
MILF only.
MILF.
Yeah.
MILF.
That's what happens when
yeah,
you have
MILF.
Kids. You get real fucking lonely.
No, I know.
Next thing you know, you're on OK Cupid and you got some guy named Feener coming over.
Hello.
I'm here to take advantage of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no shit.
Two kids, one sandbox.
Really? Where?
That's one of the searches. I don't think I want to
see
that
one.
Let's see it. Come
no,
on.
Because
no.
I'm
Come
afraid
on.
I could get
no.
flagged
yeah,
for that one.
Can't do that one.
I'd love to be the next Subway spokesman. No, you're not. I don't think that's the way to go about it.
No.
We can watch it on
my... Yeah, I know.
We can watch it on my...
That's not going to happen.
We can watch it on my phone later. I've got a bunch of blockers up, so...
I don't think we're going to get any more... This is just me turning into me just searching for this video, and it's not working out very well, so I'm just going to cancel that and try to actually talk. We'll see how well that works. I don't think there's anything too horrible on Netflix. I'll just put something on so there's something going on.
I wish there was porn on Netflix.
That'd be great.
I haven't seen any like hardcore stuff, but I occasionally find a French film where
there's no hardcore on our Netflix.
Yeah. Occasionally, though, you'll find a foreign film that might have some pretty close to.
I do know a couple people that have like Turkish and like Japanese Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a different world, buddy.
Well, it's a shame. Straight out of L.A. Now, I wish there was like a...
You should watch that Colin Quinn sometime. It's pretty good.
I wish there was a thing on Netflix to do just like a real random thing, but it's something real fucked
up.
Do
you think that would be a porn?
Hold on, go back to it. Go back to...
What?
Go back. There you go.
You want to see Hellbound Hellraiser 2?
Yeah.
It really is the best one.
It is a good one, but I was kind of hoping to see something I haven't seen. We'll go with that, though. Just so there's something, I guess, on the screen. Yeah. I don't think that'll make you puke.
You might,
no,
I mean,
it ain't
going to
make me puke.
When you watch this one, you pretty much watch the first one, too, because they give you the big synops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
How they... Yeah.
Yep.
Sort of like that. Sort of not really.
Speaking of like horror movies, though, they're rebooting fucking Nightmare on Elm Street again.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The first one?
Well, yeah, the original.
Well, but that would be considered a reboot, yeah.
They already did it once.
I know, and
it was horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
They made a lot of money in the theater, I think.
Johnny Depp, the first one, when he got sucked in the bed, that was the best part.
What's really cool
is the original is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
what's
the
really
remake.
Cool
yeah, the
if you watch
great.
The, what is it, the Nightmares and Red, White, and Blue or whatever.
Yeah. That's I love when
cool.
they talk about the second one.
It's a gay fantasy.
There's so much stuff. It's fun to watch the second one. Like, I knew it, like, even when I was a kid, like, there's something kind of gay about this movie.
But yeah, after I watched that, I immediately watched the second one again.
Like, I knew, like, especially the stuff with the coach and the showers and stuff. I mean, yeah, I knew there was gay stuff, but I didn't realize how much gay stuff is in that. Like, it's so great.
Yeah. What's really funny is one of the writers on the, I can't remember his name, for Nightmare on Elm Street 2. It was one of the main writers on Seinfeld for, like, the first four seasons.
Nice.
Yep. That's how they got the chick from Nightmare on Elm Street 2. She's in a later episode of Seinfeld. That's how she got the job. Yep.
Yummy. Even if the main actor didn't, you know, wasn't attracted to her, I was, which worked out for me.
Yeah. I probably jerked off.
I could get by. I could last.
Which is
kind of
funny because it's a gay
end.
Fantasy movie.
Yeah.
And I'm jerking off to it.
It is a little weird.
I was young.
Hey, where are we young, you know?
Well, you know, you got to try a dick in the ass at some point.
Hey, there you go.
But yeah, Fiener knows all about it.
He knows about it. Well, he's already tried it, so.
Yeah.
Andy's witnessed the cum omelet now.
Yeah, he
so
can
there's...
take a dick in the ass, but he can't watch a chick fucking eat a cum omelet.
That was fucking nasty.
You didn't even get to the chick eating the cum omelet. It was just the cooking
it
of
was
the
like,
cum.
No, it was the cum in the fucking, in the skillet that got me. I was just
yeah,
like,
it was cooking.
Like, oh, really?
That probably, to me, that is like the roughest part.
Yeah, I don't know, her eating part. It. And they don't even cook
and
it.
I was trying so
I should
hard.
Probably shut up on the computer.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not going to puke again. I'm.
Yeah, the consistency is pretty much what you've seen like in the pan. It doesn't.
They
really,
don't.
Yeah.
They don't even
yeah.
really cook it that well.
Yeah.
And she eats it like that.
Once again,
like,
that goes
really?
Back
they
to
don't
my.
Don't even cook it that well.
It goes back to my temperature theory.
Oh yeah. Lord.
Yeah, you're probably right. They didn't have that fucking skillet very hot.
That was a cheap
so
dollar
totally.
Store hot plate.
So what do they do? What do they do? They throw eggs like. Eggs and all that shit with it.
No. The cum, much like an egg.
That was the
they
omelet.
They used that.
No veggies, no bacon.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Straight up cum.
They lightly cooked the semen. And then she tries
it's a runny omelet.
She doesn't try to eat it. I mean,
it's
she eats it. But...
She's, like, forced to eat it.
Yeah.
At
really?
At first, she's pretending that she likes it.
Oh, and then later on, they're like, oh, they're grabbing the back of her head.
Well, they didn't quite do that, but, like...
Fiend wants to make his own video.
Yeah, he wants to force a girl to eat a cum omelet.
Yeah.
But,
Jared style.
Hey.
You know, on a side note there, I would like to mention that I think I would make a great Subway spokesman.
No,
for one, I don't fuck underage prostitutes. I mean, that's kind of a thing I don't do.
Not even in secret.
Not even in secret. Right, not even right, in secret.
Right. You just like the sandwiches.
But do you, yeah, but do you eat Subway every day?
Not every day.
Quite a bit.
But, you would have to.
But I eat it like three times, like all weekend, basically. That's like my dinner is Subway. I live right pretty fucking close to a Subway.
Yeah.
And as I've started running and training to do like my first marathon, I'm on my way to hopefully qualify for Boston Marathon. I carbo load on subs, buddy.
Oh, the Boston Marathon? We all know what happened on that one.
There's a lot more than one. It's been around for over 100 years.
No, it's going to take a backpack and put it on the side of the road. And...
That was one side of...
Fiend wants to do it up old school, apparently.
Old school. Like 3 years ago, old school.
Hey. But you're honestly going to go for the Boston Marathon?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Well, today, I mean, I got my first ever 6 mile run under.
And hopefully Subway's going to help them get there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're going to give me a black card.
How old are you, Jay?
I don't know if they're going to give me a black card or anything, but I mean, I'm at least going to get some.
In one way or another, Subway is going to fuel that Boston Marathon.
And when I went to Ireland, I ate Subway twice.
Hell, the last time, me and my mom.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of Subway.
A lot of Subways?
The last time me and my mom went to a Subway was in Edwardsville, and they ripped off the fucking picture of him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they ripped him off a while ago now. Yeah.
They're like the fastest growing overseas, too.
Yeah, they've actually got the most locations out of any franchise right now. They got like 40... Shit, I don't even remember how many.
Well, bigger than McDonald's?
Yeah, I think they've got more locations than McDonald's.
No shit.
Yeah. They've got...
There's been quite a few McDonald's, like... I guess in smaller towns and cities and stuff that have just in the past year have ended up shutting their door.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they've been definitely hurting. Well, fuck McDonald's. I've never really been keen on McDonald's. Subway though, I mean, $5 footlong.
There's still $5 footlongs here?
Well, with tax, they're a little over that. But you can get like the meatball, the ham. And a few other ones.
Really?
$5.
The ones that aren't good enough.
There's no $5 Subway.
It's like $5.25 or something.
Yeah, there's
like
$6.75 where I'm at.
Mm. For the cheapest ones?
For the cheapest ones, yeah.
Oh, dude, we should go hit up Subway after this.
I need to get something to eat.
Fucking I love me some Subway, though. I wish Quiznos wouldn't have went under here. I like Quiznos too. A lot more expensive.
Quiznos went under where we were at.
Yeah, I was gonna say
in
a ton of those went under.
Yeah, Quiznos went under too.
Well, they had this one they had here was in a shitty location. It was over by Schnucks, and it was in the corner where
corner,
nobody could really
see
it.
I remember that.
And they went through like three or four different owners tried to run a Quiznos.
That's
there.
The shitty location, I guess. But the Quiznos where we were at did the same thing with owners. It was like constantly changing
it was
owners.
Constantly.
That's weird.
Hell, the fucking owner, the owner that I worked for, fucking, she fucking stole all the money, went and fucking gambled it at the boat one night. Took the entire.
I thought that's what all
safe.
Restaurant owners.
No,
do,
took the entire safe money. She's like, we're either gonna
just the
we're
Greek
gonna make
ones.
It or break it. Well, guess what? Broke it. Fucking.
Well,
it was like $15,000.
What'd she break it on? I think that
yeah,
I
work,
don't know.
Question.
I
was
work,
a roulette table. And
I work at
a red or black. I don't fucking know.
50-50 shot.
I work at a chain restaurant, pretty popular one.
Friendlies.
What's that?
Friendlies.
We'll call them Orangel Bees.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
Blueberry Bees.
Blueberry Bees.
Mm.
But apparently, the location I work at, which I never really thought about before, they were saying that the surrounding ones get much busier than the one that I work at. And I started looking into it, and I mean, they're different like across the board. Like, I just, I'm like, is this place going to shut down?
Oh, shit. One of those, huh?
Subways, though.
I would rather work at a White Castle than anywhere, because I know for a fact those places ain't going to fucking close now.
Dude, every White Castle around me is hiring all the time.
So. Oh, yeah. Every one of them.
That shit's... Man, my body can't take that stuff anymore. I mean, I used to love the hell out of it.
I still do love White Castle, and I don't have it that much anymore. Maybe once every couple months.
I can only have, like, maybe two of those burgers.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, at this point, if I eat more than, like, two or three...
You're fucked.
Oh, I'm so screwed. Yeah. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing some work on that house, and I was telling my brother, I hadn't had fast food in a while. And right next, or just down the street from that fucking house, is a J-Box, Jack in the Box. I had some Jack in the Box, dude, and I couldn't even sleep, dude. Like, it was just heartburn and fucking...
Stomach's just making noises all night.
But this is also after, like, you know, like 4 weeks straight of, like, juicing and, like, doing the... lemon water, and it was fucking horrible.
I couldn't do that shit with the whole, like, I can't do what you guys do. Like, exactly. Like you run, so you gotta cleanse out your system so you can, like, you know, get the right shit you need to fucking run.
Well, I mean, I know
I couldn't
people
do
that
don't.
Shit,
man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went to a doctor, a specialist.
Well, like last week, you were talking about the guy that one of your running buddies was at the bar with you.
Yeah.
And fucking just got all shit-faced.
And he can still turn around and do like a six-minute mile. He's ran like 450 miles and shit.
No shit.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Oh,
but he
Lord.
Could just go out all night, get fucked up, and then he's not... There's something.
And like, I'm slowly losing weight. But, I mean, I could be doing a lot more. I could be exercising a lot more.
Oh, I can't, yeah. Like, I take bike rides, and I walk and all that now, you know what I mean? And I feel good, you know, but the whole thing.
What I was going to say is I thought about, actually, because I've been walking a lot.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of walking. And I've had, like, pains in my knees and my ankles and stuff, like, more than... Like, what should be there?
Yeah.
So I've gone to, a nutritionist and a doctor that specializes in, like, sports medicine and stuff. Maybe because my insurance pays for it, but... And he was telling me that it's not a good idea that I get into running.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with my asthma and shit like that. But he was saying if I wanted to, he gave me, like, a regiment that I could get into and, like, do it slowly.
Oh, that's right. You do got asthma. You got, you had to have those things.
Inhaler.
I don't know if this would help you, but with like the soreness and stuff you got, like I take a supplement, a turmeric, and like it helps a bit with that.
But that's what I was talking to him about, was something to like ease the pain. And he asked me if I take anything, and you know, I told him I smoke pot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, he was fine with as far as like managing pain, he was all right with that. But he told me like not to get high and like walk. He's like, if you're going to do it after.
Yeah.
He's like, because it spikes your fucking, like, your heart rate and everything, and your fucking blood pressure goes up. So he's saying, like, don't do it before.
So I guess you don't, you have asthma, you don't?
No, I do not.
You don't have asthma?
No.
No,
he's got a laundry list of all kinds of other shit that he can...
Oh, yeah, bipolarism and all that shit.
You know, I did have kind of a scare last night. I had kind of a scare last night.
What happened?
Not real scared, but I was kind of paranoid that something happened again.
A jaunty scare.
A jaunty scare. We'll go with jaunty.
Were you digging a hole in the backyard? Didn't know why we were doing it.
Oh, I know why I dug the hole.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, at least we're on the same page. Fine.
Okay. Well,
that's between him and somebody else.
It's neither here nor there, but I know the full reason why.
Yeah, what it is what it is. All right, let it be.
So I felt around my underneath my butt on the back of my thigh.
Oh, no.
And I noticed a bite.
Another one? Another one?
I was like... Oh, fuck me. That better not be that better not be a spider bite.
Oh, no,
it was like
gosh.
In the exact same spot, but on the opposite leg of where the spider bite was. And, like, I mean, it just seemed like a mosquito bite. But then I was looking at it, and I couldn't see any fang marks or anything. So, like, I thought I was good. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's just fucking mosquito. And I got up this morning, like, checked again. There was actually two bites.
Oh, no. Like, got you both. Got
but
you twice.
It's just, it appears to just be a mosquito. I mean, it would already turn black and be really swollen by now, but it itches like crazy. I mean,
yeah.
It's a mosquito
something
bite.
Came up and bit
it's a mosquito
me in the
bite.
Ass.
But if it itches its ass off, it's a mosquito bite.
But your,
well,
your
originally
skin,
with that spider bite,
your skin
well, yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
You were all fucked up.
No,
on
but
that
I mean,
one.
Originally, it was like a mosquito bite originally.
Yeah.
So your skin like didn't that. Melt off this time? Or
no, yeah. Not yet.
Oh, that's good.
But I ran 6 miles at a under 7 minute pace.
you got it. Whatever it was, you knocked it right. Yeah, you're fine.
Well, that would have worked. That would have worked it through my blood system. Made
run
it
out.
It would have made it swell up, and the necrosis start to get worse. Had I actually had a venom in my system. So the fact that it's not all black and everything now, I think I'm all right.
Oh, you'll be fine, Josh. You'll be fine.
Yeah. We have found more spiders
this
in the bathroom.
This is from Dr. Feener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pour some Tussin on it. You'll be good to go.
Some Tussin.
Oh, I did shit. Have an awesome experience last week, though.
Oh, yeah?
I
mean, what
like,
happened
yeah,
there, Josh?
It involved running, and I thought I was done running for the day, actually. I had no intention of running anymore. Last Sunday night, I had done a 20-mile run in the morning,
ooh.
And like I was good and tired from that. It was my first week ever where I had 50 miles ran in a week.
Nice.
Thought I was done for the week. I was like, I'm good, I'm fucking sore, yeah, all right. Well, Kurt and Tony had a Jackman, that is, had
Jackman.
an old friend that stayed with us a few times, Lauren. She was coming to visit. She's originally from Florida, but she has just got engaged. And she was living in Utah, and they were, I believe, moving to Georgia, and they were coming here, stopping here for the night to hang out and everything.
Yeah.
And well, they brought their dog with them.
Oh shit!
Tiny little dog. This thing, if you ever seen the movie Benji, much like that dog.
Dog.
This is the kind of an idea of what.
Oh,
that
kind
dog
of
was.
Like an ocelot and all that shit.
I'm not sure what kind of dog this dog is. His name's Milo. Tiny little guy. I don't know.
If
what,
that helps.
He was a shelter dog. I'm not even sure she knows what kind of dog it is. All
right.
Anyway.
So what did you do to the dog?
Well, he was real skittish, I guess, because he was a shelter dog. He was probably abused at one point. Like, he was real skittish around, like, me and, like, well, pretty much everybody knew. And so I'd ran early in the morning. I got that all out of the way. And, like, they showed up, like, right after I got done running. Or, like, right before. And, so I had spent a little time around the dog, trying to get it to warm up to me. It was really scaring me, but I like try to pet it. And
yeah.
It seemed like I was just like abusing it by just like petting it, you know? It was just like scared shitless of me and just like staring at me like, oh, scared to death. Well, later on, like around 6 p.m., they all go out to Cecil Whitaker's, and I had already eaten. So I was like, nah, you know, I don't need Cecil Whitaker's. So I stayed here. And, well, they left, and I decided I was still pretty dehydrated from my run. And I was like, I want to get a couple more Gatorades. And so I go to the gas station. I get two Gatorades. And I come back, and as soon as I open the door, and I've got these two Gatorades in my hands.
Yeah?
As soon as that door opens, that dog, Milo, comes out full speed. Now, I'm in my blue jeans and Doc Martens in a t-shirt.
Was he after the Gatorade or your fucking
and
nuts?
I already ran 20 miles, so I'm like, I'm not exactly in a good position to start running again. But this dog comes out and like starts bolting out like he was just waiting for me to open that door. And so I drop the Gatorade, leave the door wide open, and I take off after the dog. And first he just runs into the neighbor's yard. And in the back of his house, there's a concrete wall. There's like about a 3 foot drop off there. He stops there and like hesitates. And I was like, oh, I think I got him. I was just like, Milo, calm down. I'm not going to hurt you. Stay, Milo. And like he stares at me for a bit, and then he just jumps off the fucking concrete wall. I'm like, fuck. So then I jump down the concrete wall. And I start fucking booking, and he's going fucking. I've never seen a dog that small
ape
go
shit.
This fucking fast.
Just going after, ape shit.
He was blowing me out of the water. I'm trying to go as fast as I possibly can. Here we're running through a couple of yards, other neighbor's yards. He turns, first we're going downhill, then he turns back uphill, and then he goes onto Highway A.
Oh, no.
Wait, the dog got on the fucking interstate?
Not the interstate, the
just
highway.
The road right up there.
Oh, the road right
we
up
live
there?
On here.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking kidding me?
No. He gets onto Highway A and starts booking it. Like, this is like, he runs in the middle of Highway A, right down the fucking middle. And, like, I'm in my fucking Doc Martens trying to keep up with this motherfucker, like, going full speed. And my legs are already shot. And, like, I'm like, and these shoes aren't helping at all. And then I'm like, yelling, screaming at this dog. I'm like, in my head, there's no way this dog's going to fucking live. He's so fucking dead. But thankfully, it was a Sunday night, and that's, like, I guess the slowest time for traffic on Highway A.
Yeah, on a Sunday night.
Like, so there wasn't a whole lot of traffic, but I'm, like, running down Highway A, too. Like, I'm in the middle of the street, and I figure, well, they're more likely to drive out of the way for me. And I knew Lauren just loved this dog to death. And I was like, I got to, you know, at least try. And, like, I do run a lot, so somebody's going to catch him. It ought to be me. So I'm running down Highway A. I call up Tony, and I'm like, Milo. And I'm, like, breathing real heavy. Like, Milo is running down Highway A. And all this shit. And, like, Tony, from what she told me later, she said she just, like, didn't know what to say. She just, like, kind of froze up as she's, like, getting on the phone with me. She's trying to tell Lauren, like, because she's thinking in her head, this dog's dead. Like, she's like, this is going to kill Lauren. So she's like, Milo's running down the highway. And then, like, man, he had to have been doing, like, man, fucking easy, like a 3-4 minute mile. Easy. Like, he was just fucking burnt me. Like, I'm in his fucking dust, and he's just, like, stride, like, I never, and he kept, just wouldn't stop. He kept going. Like, we started around Franklin County Glass, and he gets all the way down to the intersection of Highway 100 and Highway A, and he crosses the other side of Highway A to where the traffic is turning on to, from 100 onto A.
Yeah.
Cars are turning onto there. Where is he? He's crossing that street. He disappears for a second. I thought for sure he got hit. I was like, oh, the fucking dog's dead. And, like, then all of a sudden, he just pops back out.
I'm
what
okay.
the fuck, man?
Just, like, still full speed. Just boom. Like, full speed.
Wow.
And then he starts going down Highway 100 and, towards, like, Schnucks. And then he's still, like, going full speed. But then these people start... I was really shocked by this. People started getting out of their cars and trying to chase after him. Most people that drive on Highway A are usually fucking assholes and are just fucking hit shit, whatever, you know? We've had our mailbox hit a few times. But, like, but people actually tried to get out and grab this fucking dog. Like, he was, it was a good thing it was, like, daylight and, like, the dog was white. So, I mean, he did stick out, but he's a tiny little fucking dog.
Yeah.
So I finally get on to 100, and I'm chasing after him. And then a guy in a pickup truck pulls over, and he saw me chasing after him. He's like, get in, man. I'll help you get him. And then so he starts getting to the side of Milo, and he's trying to keep him from getting back onto the highway. so he managed to keep him that, but then the dog turns down by Subway, and still just going full speed. And, like, another guy was out of his car trying to chase after him and stuff. And
God damn.
Then, like, he stopped, and we followed him back behind Lowe's, like, all the way down there, still going. And, like, this dog ran for about a mile, at least a mile, like, full speed.
Speed.
I got out of the truck because I was like, okay, I think he's getting, because it looked like he was slowing down a bit. I get out of the truck, and I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking nail, I'm going to go top speed. Like, this is, I'm getting this fucking
trying
dog.
Trying to knock this dog out so you can stop the fucking ass.
Well, I wasn't going to knock him out. I was just going to fucking just kill
just
it.
Just get it over with.
And, like, I'm going to balls out, like, whatever, I'm getting this dog. I go, like, he's, as soon as I got out, he looks back at me, sees me, and goes just fucking full gas again. And the guy in the truck tried to, like, like, position it, like, his truck to kind of block the dog to where he wouldn't get away, but yet still the dog fucking manages to get away. And, like, I got in and out of the truck a couple of times, I think, and tried to fucking run him down, and I couldn't do it. This fucking dog was just fucking killing me. And then Lauren called my phone and said, you know, where are you guys at? And we're like, we're behind Schnucks. Or, well, he's where's Milo at? And I was like, he's behind Schnucks. And they, I guess when I called them, they weren't even at Cecil Whitaker's anymore. They were just happened to be at Schnucks. And then, like, he got almost to where that gas station is, where and he would have hit traffic again. Like, yeah. Right about there, and that's when Tony pulled up with the van. Like, right there, just, like, coincidentally. And then Lauren gets out, and she goes, Milo, stop! And the dog just stopped.
God damn it.
I was like, oh, you little fucker.
Quite an adventure.
I was saddened, though, that I didn't actually catch him myself.
Hell yeah. Like, I mean, you did all that work.
So. Yeah. I thought he might just have a heart attack, man. Because, like, that small of a dog, I mean, his legs, there's nothing to his legs and stuff. And, like, he was flying. And for, like, a mile for that kind of a dog at that pace, like, they have this thing, you know, they call persistence hunting. It's been around forever. That's how people used to hunt.
Yeah.
It's like, they just run things down until they just fucking died, basically. Like, run them down all day. But I figured that would happen with his dog. I mean, had I knew he wouldn't have gone like several miles at that pace, but I didn't think he'd be able to go a mile.
Damn.
And then, he was sweating really bad when she picked him up, and he had fucked up his paw a bit. Like, he cut open the pad on his paw, and he got like blood on Lauren. But it was brutal, man. That little fucker.
At least he's safe.
Yeah. Until he decides to run off
run again.
Like,
yeah.
Shit.
Run.
Like, he had run out actually once before that earlier, but Lauren and her fiance Brett were like in their car, and like I guess because of that he didn't like he was just gonna go after them, like he wasn't going very fast, and I caught him real quick then. Mm-hmm. But that second time, like,
it's like I'm fucking out of here.
Maybe I would have had a better shot ahead of my head, my running shoes on, and not run 20 miles. Then again, I don't know. That dog was running.
Sounds like he was.
Fast,
it sounds
man.
Like he was on a mission. Like he was.
So that.
Fucking...
So did the dog make it out? Make it out alive?
Yeah. You just missed the end of the story. We got behind Schnucks, and Lauren called me, and Tony pulled up. Just happened. They happened to already be at Schnucks.
Yeah.
They pull up, and then Lauren gets out, and she goes, "Milo, stop!" And he just stopped.
Oh, thank God.
So he.
Thank
yeah.
God.
That's a hell of a deal there.
Yeah.
You should take him running with you.
No shit.
Yeah, I was like, great pacer, man. If I could have half that speed.
Get the girls while you're at it, too. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at him.
What do you mean, what girls?
What?
When you're running, you could. That's what
yeah,
you're
when you're okay. running, you could fucking, you know, be like, oh, this is Milo. You know, hey, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah. So me running shirtless, all. Nice abs and everything isn't enough to get girls. It's,
absolutely
I,
not.
I need
no,
the dog.
Not
if
at
you had
all.
A dog. Dude.
That's kind of creepy,
dude,
Josh.
I would be riding, dude.
Me without no shirt on with my abs, like, nope, that's
dude,
that's
I could be out, like, in the Jeep
yeah.
just by myself, top down, doors off, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I get people yelling at me
stuff. I put Silvio next to me. Dude, it's a different fucking world.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Jeep is kind of a pussy magnet anyway.
Yeah.
In certain situations.
Yeah, it is.
But you put a fucking dog in there with you?
Josh, he's bullshitting. That Jeep is... No. No, it's not. He needs a dog next to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, I'm not going to have a dog next to me.
Feener wouldn't know.
Hey, you know what? I've ridden in your fucking Jeep before, and that was awkward. People looking at us like we're a couple.
I think you're
what,
tripping,
you see, really?
The
you
first
think,
time,
you
the,
think
the,
two
the
guys
first...
in a Jeep automatically says they're fucking
no,
each other?
No, they're looking at it because it's a Jeep without a top and doors on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at it.
Yeah. I don't think...
They think we're sucking each other's dicks.
Yeah.
That goes hand in
we're
hand.
We're riding in a
fucking,
Jeep.
Riding in a Jeep. They must be
I'm
gay.
I'm just fucking around, guys. I'm just trying to make the podcast more lively.
No, but okay. I mean, you add a dog to any.
After Josh's little story about the dog, you know.
Add a dog.
So you
to
haven't
any
had that
situation,
experience?
So. If Fiend was just walking down the
Dude,
street, how
you
about this?
Chase a dog for a mile?
Fiend leaves his parents' house, okay? Just walking to the bar. Just by himself.
Yeah.
Okay, no interaction. If he was to bring a dog with him on that same
walk. Well, yeah,
walk,
yeah. I mean, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, I look pretty good running.
I'm just saying it. It's not about. They know you look good. They know you look good. But when
you don't think I look good.
No, hold on, hold on.
I'm just saying. You know what? You know what, Josh? If you had a dog with you,
this is the thing. If you're by yourself, you know you're all shirtless. They know
depends
you.
Depends on the dog, though.
No, no, it really doesn't. They know you look good, but they're like, fucking cocksucker. He cares about himself.
Yeah.
But if you got a dog, even if you had a kid, like if you had a fucking kid next to you, they would just be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What if I was dragging the kid?
There's somebody out there that would like that. They would feel sorry for the kid and they would still approach you.
That kid's acting up. That kid needs to be fucking put, you know, that needs, yeah, there you go.
You would still get approached more if you... Yeah, it would be a lot of, why are you dragging that fucking kid around?
Department of Family Services would come over. Like,
yeah, no shit. DCFS, come on.
Be like, this is me and my kid. I don't know.
And you're like, I'm trying.
Hello.
I'm running an experiment.
Hey, knock it off.
You're like, I'm trying out an experiment here.
You already puked on it. Don't fucking beat on it, too.
I'm not going to beat on it. Fuck you.
You did.
You remember the
I was improvising.
Me and Fiend were talking about it. Remember the party? The first time Fiend was on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
I told him then. I was like, you fucked up the microphone that night, dude. You could not keep your fucking hands off of it.
I did not mean to do that. I was so fucked up that night.
It wasn't just him, though. It was him and, what's his name?
Adam.
No, he's got the from Edwardsville or whatever. He's got the star tattoos.
Oh, John.
John, yeah.
Yeah, John. John Boy.
Yeah.
I'm just watching. I got lost in watching this guy cut himself up on Hellraiser.
You know, my mom and dad actually like listened to all the podcasts. He's like, you're doing a good job. All of them, I mean, all of them. Even the crack one.
I know, like one
I'm
person.
Like, really?
That's dude. Listened to all of them. So.
Oh Lord.
Who's that other person?
Yeah,
just some guy I used to work with.
Yeah. Oh. I think I know
he probably thinks of me as a completely different situation. Oh, you're him? Yeah.
Well, I guess I know two. Because I guess, I mean, I don't know if Mark's listened to all of
them.
I know Mark's listened to quite a few. But I know Barry's listened to like fucking every one of these goddamn things.
My dad listened to all of them. And it took him like two, like me and him didn't talk for 2 days. And literally did not talk for 2 days. I'm like, I'm sitting there talking to my dad. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I listened to podcasts. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back downstairs. So, like after like a couple days, my dad's like, you know what? I don't agree with what you do on this podcast, but the stories you tell, they're actually good stories. Like I can actually like he sat there and listened to them. He's like, I could not like stop listening to them. Like
well, there's
with the whole Gary situation. Like I wear my sunglasses at night. He thought that was the funniest shit ever. He's like, I cannot believe you called him that. You know, it's like he even said this to me. He's like, I wear my sunglasses at night. And I'm like, oh, what are you?
I don't know. I don't know if we're a good or bad podcast.
I don't know what the fuck we are.
But
at this
there
point.
Is a lot of bad podcasts. There's the silent podcast where it's just three guys.
They don't say anything.
Like, what? They start off the show, kind of like we do. They're like, this is so-and-so podcast, whatever episode.
And they just
episode.
Sit there, like...
And they just kind of sit there, and you'll hear, like, every once in a burp or a
fart.
Well,
hold on, let's try it.
Or...
Hold on. Shh.
A cricket.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't do that.
Anyway, let me ask you a question here, Josh. If I put up the money, I'll put up all the money, and I'll rent the Wildy, and it's really not that much. It's just under $300. But we can do a live show from there.
Let's do it.
I don't know about that.
And no.
Why is that?
No, if I get a job, I'll throw down money on it too. All we got to do, Josh, all we got to do is this. All we got to do is like rent out the Wildy, get promotion going, like bring out flyers and all this shit. And I already know a lot of fucking people from Edwardsville. So it's going to be a packed out fucking show.
Yeah, but the people aren't going to be able to hear it.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can. It'll be like a live podcast, but at the same time, we're going to be over the fucking PA. Over the PA.
Well, I wouldn't be able to record it like a
Yes, you can.
They can.
You, what we do is we bring in our stuff, okay, and they hook it up to their board, okay, and they run it through their PA, and you can still, there's been plenty of people that have already done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they run it just like a radio show.
Come on, yeah. Let's do it.
So we're behind the glass.
Yeah.
We're behind the booth, or in the booth, or whatever.
But we're on stage. Hey, we're on stage, and we're like doing what we're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody can hear us, but at the same time, it's recording in the back.
Yeah, I get the concept, yeah.
Yeah, so, and we can have, like, live guests, you know.
Oh, really? It's going to be live.
Yeah, no shit. No, we're going to prepare.
But they have it all set up to where you can do it already.
Yeah.
I just need to sit down and like come up with some.
They already have equipment, or would I have to?
No, we would bring in. I don't even think we'd need the board. I'd have to double check, but we'd like bring in
that board, and I think we could do it from that board. That board,
not
right
with
there.
The PA.
Anyway, I've looked into this already. I think we just need to bring the mics and shit.
Yeah.
And we run it through their system. They do the setups. We come in, do the show. Okay. Basically, their only stipulation is that, you know, if we're going to run it, then we have to come up with some type of audience participation, which is a good idea anyway.
Yeah.
Which I've kind of sat down and rummaged through some, like, stupid games and shit, you know, that we could do that interact with the audience.
Tell about the crack story, Fiener.
But anyway, I've looked into it. Let me call him again and talk to him.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, personally. And like I said, I'll float the bill for it. It doesn't matter to me.
I guess I'll help out. We just need to get to Muffin Man and all that shit there.
But they've got when I talked to him originally, this is like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
He basically said that we would just have to bring in our mics. Any type of, you know, like you'd bring in your laptop, I bring in my laptop, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they would just run it through their equipment. And then they'll run it through that PA into the audience. We're in the booth, you know, it's basically a radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, we're just doing it live. Anyway, like I said, I'll get
yeah.
more information about it, but I think it's a good idea. And I know a lot of people that will come to it, and we get whatever, you know, the door gets.
I don't know. I just don't see people, like, being too into just...
Well, that's what I mean. I've got to come. Well, that's
best.
What I mean. I got to come up with some type of...
No, it's like... After, like, I started doing the podcast with you guys, like, a lot of people, like, want us
they
to
did.
Do
I've had a lot of people...
A lot
people
of people want us to do
well,
us a
was,
live podcast.
Well, I was working at the paper... You know, I had a lot of people from the Wildy come up to me and
yeah.
talk about this with me, too. So
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's something that they've already done.
We could actually pull it off. We could actually fucking pull it off. You know, like, just go up there and just be us.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happens, yeah. Oh, Lord.
I mean, you know, when I talked about it, I told the guy, you know, it's you know, this is what the show is, it's X, Y, and Z, and they were like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
The only thing that there can't be is, like, nudity, basically. Like, we couldn't have...
No, we can't. We
a
can't
chick
have,
come
like,
up there and take her clothes
coming,
off
yeah,
and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really the only stipulation.
Gotcha.
And if, like, I pulled somebody out of the audience, like, they would have to sign their waiver.
God only knows what's going to happen with these people.
So, the business has some kind of waiver?
No,
the Wildy.
Like, no,
does,
no,
yeah.
The Wildy, yeah, the Wildy has a waiver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens to them, like, if they get hurt or something like that, they can't fucking sue.
It's their responsibility, not ours. Not theirs either, that's all.
Then it doesn't matter what you have. I mean, if you just have them talk, they have to sign some kind of waiver?
No. He's saying, like, if we played a game or something, you know,
yeah.
some type of fucking parlor game or bar game or whatever you want to call it, you know, whoever got, you know, would have to sign a waiver basically saying that they participated in this and they're not expecting money and yada, yada, yada.
But it'd be worth it, though, because it'd be like, you know, Slapbox podcast, like, further their expansion, you know what I mean? It'd be a good time.
Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway. Any fuck.
I just thought it was a good idea. I thought it'd be fun to do.
It would be a great idea. It's a great idea. I always wanted to do that. Like, run out the Wildy for a night, fucking have, like, just to have our names on the fucking mark.
Actually, what's kind of cool is the house that hopefully I end up getting in fucking Belleville, at least for a little while. has like an intercom that used to be in there.
Yeah.
So I was going to set up like equipment downstairs in the basement and like run it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do it that way. Like to do a couple podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I have an idea for another podcast that's just movie reviews.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get that going. And there's a lot of stuff. Like once you get that going and you get a license, which is like simple to do, there's all kinds of shit that you can basically just get into for nothing. Yeah. Like I know two guys that do it. They don't do movies. They do porn.
Yeah.
And they already have passes to fucking Star Wars.
What?
I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
What? Holy fucking hell.
Now I just got lost in fucking Hellraiser 2.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why is it all like looks like it's all sped up?
What?
You know what I mean?
I think you're like, just not they... I don't think you're used to the aspect ratio of my brother's TV, that's all. The first time I, like, it's
it
much...
It looks like it's all sped up.
It's not sped up.
It's just, like, the different, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's actually HD.
Well, like, if you watch my HD TV, like, my brother's aspect ratio
is much
better. No,
that's how Barbarella was, too. It was all sped up.
It's the TV,
man. You get used to it. Yeah. It looked weird when I first got it, but
that's all I was trying to say. Like if I put in my TV right here and we played these same movies next to each other, you'd be like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
his frame rate is much better,
dude,
than mine.
Dude, every time I see this girl, it reminds me of Tears for Fears. Reminds me of one of the singers from Tears for Fears.
And they're guys. That's the best part.
I know, right? It's all fucked up.
This girl reminds me from the singer of Tears for
Fears. Doesn't it? Look it up.
You're making me think of Orgasmo. Hey. I don't want to sound gay or nothing. They kind of remind
you're
me of Depeche Mode. is the guy from Tears for Fears this attractive? Because I think she's pretty hot.
No, he's not.
No? Oh, that's a shame.
I swear to God, if you look up Tears for Fears, I swear to God, that looks like him.
Dude, we've been around. We know what Tears for Fears looks like.
Okay, all right.
I know it's your favorite band or whatever.
Shut up.
There are no Pet Shop Boys.
Hey.
They're not.
You know what? Fucking Muffin Man was at the fucking concert I was at last night.
I think you mentioned that.
I know,
already.
He just said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you said it while we were recording.
Did not even fucking like he told me he's like I thought that was you, but I didn't think it was you. That's why I didn't come up and say hi, which I understand. You know, I didn't want to. You know, I've done that to a lot of people. Be like, hey, yeah, it's not you. You know,
I imagine that happens a lot.
Yeah. You're not the person I was thinking about. But yeah, but it was like you know, He's like, yeah, dude, you came out of the bathroom, and I thought that was you, but I didn't think it was you. And I this girl took a picture of me.
I guess I was more shocked that Muffin Man was at a concert.
Him, yeah, and you could see him in the back.
Okay.
You can see the Muffin Man in the back.
Of the picture?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's like, yeah, that was me in the back, and I was like, all right.
All right.
Who was this guy?
But yeah, I was more shocked that Muffin Man went to a concert. This
fucking
than anything with that story.
Game show host, motherfucker.
Hey, we went to a concert with the Muffin Man before.
Yeah.
Primus.
Oh shit!
We didn't
really?
Go there together, but like him and the doctor.
Were they? Was the doctor
was
there?
I'm pretty
oh
sure it was
goodness,
the doctor
the
was
doctor.
There too. I think, because I think the doctor and him went up there together.
Dude, I wish Incubus, I could have gone to this last Primus show.
Incubus was good, but fucking the other two bands sucked.
Well, there was an opening band, then there was Deftones, and then there was Incubus.
No, the Deftones sucked because all the dudes.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Just
I just meant in order of appearance. That's all I was getting.
And then there was another band. There was a two man band.
One cup, one jar.
No, it's like a guy on drums.
Two guys, one vagina,
and a fucking guy on the fucking bass or whatever the fuck it was. And they sounded like shit, and then Deftones got on.
Was it possibly a guitar?
And then, no, it wasn't a guitar. If it was a guitar, I would have jumped on stage and be like, yeah, you know.
That's his favorite instrument.
That is my favorite instrument.
I saw somebody play one over at Otis Campbell a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
I was pretty cool. I was like, it's a fucking guitar. I didn't know that still existed.
Yeah. Deftones was a little whiny.
Yeah, you got to get them off eBay, but they're out there.
And then fucking Incubus came up, and they were actually really good. They were actually really good.
I guess that's the end of that story.
No.
And that's the end of that story.
They played. They played that. What is that song? Wish You Were Here. That was like the first song they played.
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
I prefer the Pink Floyd "Wish You Were Here."
I know, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
I'm just not a Pink Floyd fan anymore.
Really? What? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Just overplayed.
Obviously, fucking what's his face? Is David Gilmour? I can't remember. I just read an interview with one of them, and he's got a solo album out.
Yeah,
and apparently he's no longer a Pink Floyd fan.
Oh yeah, it's Gilmour you're talking about then.
They hate each other.
Waters is the one that can't let it die.
Yeah,
Waters and fucking those two cannot get along.
It was a good interview though. I mean, he was basically saying that he was just like, you know, we wrote some songs and that was it. And then the other day, I'm flipping through radio stations and I hit Keishi, and they're like, here's David Gilmour's new solo, you know, album. Here's his new song. And I'm like, this sounds exactly like fucking Pink Floyd. It's like whistles and bells and fucking. The only thing it was missing was a bunch of animals making noises. That was it.
That's a shame.
I mean, they're a good band. I don't know. I just, maybe it is. I've just heard it so much, or like a good example is on the way up here. Sublime song comes on.
Yeah.
And Fiend's like, I can't fucking stand Sublime anymore. It's like,
I hate
it's the same six
fucking
songs
hate
over and over
hate
again.
Them.
And I was like, well, yeah, they have a pretty limited, you know, library there.
Well, they do have a big library. It's just the stuff you hear on the radio is not that, it's always the same three songs.
Well, I mean, ultimately it is, it's a pretty small catalog though. But I mean, at the same time, you know, so, you know, like, one of my favorite bands, Tool, is a pretty small fucking catalog of songs. So
yeah, but Tool is like still like the original members.
Yeah, they're alive.
Whoa.
Yeah, like Sublime. Like Sublime.
The bass player
like,
is not the original member.
Yeah, Sublime is like.
Well, no, they got
what,
a better
what
one.
What is it now? Rome or something
which,
like that.
Personally,
he's got a great voice.
I think
he's got an awesome.
I
voice.
Love
and it
Rome.
I just I cannot like I went and saw him live 3 times in a row.
With
and
Rome
I just
or?
Cannot. Yeah, Rome. I cannot fucking. I just cannot. It's like,
really,
it's
I think
the
he's
same shit. It's
I think
the same
he's way better
shit.
Than that junky burnout that they had, who is like to me just way overrated.
But. No, it's like.
I mean, I like Sublime, both versions. But.
Yeah, like I was probably like 16, like 15, 16 back in the day, listening to Sublime for the first time, like Robin the Hood, and all that shit, and.
But to me, that's why
it just
I think
got it just got like. It just, they play the fucking songs out.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
for
they're
the
gonna,
past
they're,
20 years.
They're going to do that mainly.
And then it fucking like, it didn't, and then you got to go and see them live and comp. Like, it just, fuck that shit.
I don't know. I got to disagree with you, Fiend.
Well.
And this is why, okay? It's played out because they didn't make a lot of music together. And in fact, the album that you just referred to me is kind of just garbage, but
they got some good stuff on there. I mean, the recordings aren't the greatest.
Yeah, exactly.
The
I guess
good.
That's what I'm getting at. The songs are all right. Some of the recordings are really bad. And I like Rome. I like Rome with the band before Sublime that he was in. Now I can't remember the name of it, but
he also did some stuff with the Dirty Heads. They got some good stuff.
Yeah,
like,
well,
he did
a bunch of stuff with the Dirty Heads. They got a bunch of albums out.
I was only aware of 2 of them. I don't know, I haven't looked at it in a while. You know who's got a new album coming out that I'm psyched for? The Eagles of Death Metal.
That's out.
No, it comes out in October. They got a new one in October.
They just put something out.
You can get a single off there already, but like the actual album doesn't drop until like October 4th.
The Eagles of Death Metal?
Yeah.
You never heard of them?
Like the Eagles.
No, not like the Eagles.
The name's a bit misleading. They sound a lot like the Rolling Stones and stuff. It's,
I was gonna say like Hotel California, just like, you know, just fucking.
Yeah, well, I could see why you might think that by listening to the name, but there actually is Josh Homme on the drums from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah,
and I don't know the names of the other guys, but a lot of their stuff does sound like old Stones, but then mixed with maybe like some
it's good stuff.
Queens
it really
of the
is
Stone Age and stuff. But
the last one they put out was really good.
On the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's got the I Want to Be in L.A., I think, is on that one.
Yeah.
And that one they put on the Silver Linings Playbook, Now I'm a Fool.
It's good stuff.
I can jam out to that. Their cover of Steeler's Wheels, Stuck in the Middle. They call it Stuck in the Metal. Oh, dude, I rock.
Well, I guess another album coming out in October is the new Pussifer album.
Oh.
Now you're going on tour.
Ooh. Guess what comes out next year? I'm not even going to say anything.
Come Omelet 2?
No.
Well, don't leave us hanging here. Come on now, Fiend.
My new Pet Shop Boys concert. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nice. That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
We'll see. Anyway.
You were saying Dustin
Fuck you.
Dustin Diamond's coming to town?
There is a little comedy club, like, literally right down the street from me.
Yeah?
It's like fucking
What's it called?
Two blocks. I can't remember. I mean, it's got the dumbest name too. It's like the Comedy Club or something like that. I'll look and let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, is that in Fairview?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're right where Ala Walla is at and all that shit.
It's up the street, but yeah, same general area.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, it's this little rinky
Comedy Bone or something shit like that.
It's no, you're thinking of the Funny Bone, which isn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been gone for a while.
Oh.
This place is literally just like this itty bit. I mean, it's about as big as this room.
Yeah.
It's fucking tiny, and it's called like the Comedy Place.
Comedy Cellar.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
The Comedy Basement or
okay.
some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, next month in September, Dustin Diamond is going to be there, and I'm going to go. The tickets are fucking cheap, too. They're like $15.
Yeah. What night is it?
It's a Saturday. Jeez.
That's what I should
do. I'm pretty sure I'd have to double check.
I should be a fucking stand-up comedian.
In fact, I'll look right now.
There's a lot of drunks and drug addicts, so you probably fit right in.
You know what? Yeah, exactly.
It's just... You give it a go, man. They have open mic nights at the Funbone and all that all the time.
Would you come support me?
That's no, usually during the week, and I'd have to go for a drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you really want a lot of people, though, that knew you?
No.
Watching you?
No.
I kind of feel like I should be in front of...
Talk about... The last time I did that, people were getting up on stage be like, tell that story, tell this story,
Wait, you
tell
did,
that story.
You did open mic night before?
Yeah, I did it at Stagger Inn in Edwardsville.
Yeah?
And people were coming up on stage asking me to fucking, like... Tell this story. Tell that story.
Okay, it doesn't tell me what day it is.
I'm like, I'm fucking...
Well, anyway, here you go. It's at the... what the fuck? I just lost it. It's September 12th. So, I don't know what day that is. But it's at Hey Guys Comedy Club is the name of it.
Day after September 11th.
Thanks. The day after?
Yeah, he says September 12th, asshole.
Which is the Saturday.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $15. $20 for VIP seating.
I imagine that's probably pretty late, the showing.
It's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Why is that?
Because it's probably a 50-mile week. And
Oh, come on now.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to have to get over that stuff.
No.
Jesus Christ, Josh. It's a 50. It's 50. Yeah, it's 50.
Get over that stuff.
Not get over running, but I mean, my God, you don't got to fucking come out and drink or anything. Just come out and see a comedy and then go home.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck, jog your ass up there.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll only take me like 5 hours to run up there.
You already mentioned about the fucking 5K.
It's, 60 miles? So
yeah, there you go. There you go.
So yeah, that'll probably be more like 8 to 9 hours to run up there.
You'll be all right. We'll give you a ride home. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's at this rinky-dink little comedy place.
Rinky-dink.
It is, dude. You can't even see it. Like, unless you're right on... It's right.
You're
next,
telling me he's not a big draw?
It's right next to a fucking... I've never... Like, okay, this is the first time I've heard of somebody even being at this place.
I think I know what he's talking about, but if
it's right next to a Little Caesars.
Oh, my God.
Is he going to stab at anybody there?
I don't know.
He might have to if the admission's only $15.
Come and check
that
out.
This guy ain't making much.
Shit, yeah.
And from what I gather, he's a real asshole. So I wonder if people are going to be like, hey, don't stab me.
Everybody's got a fucking
There used to be a funny bone.
Everybody's got
right
all fucking
too.
Hot and carry out
but that
and
got,
all that
it,
shit.
It got shut down.
They've got two locations in St. Louis again, though. They got the one over in,
The one in
See, that's the one thing about St. Louis that doesn't get me. Like, they don't have any fucking, like, comedy clubs where you can actually go.
Well, they do. They have quite a few, actually.
Well, you gotta fucking, like, know people.
No, you just have to go.
All right.
What do you mean, know people?
I'll go.
Know people.
I will go.
The one that pisses me off is the one that used to be downtown. That one's closed.
Yeah.
Was that the No Name Comics, or... They had the No Name Comics. I don't know if that one's
still
around.
Dude,
that's
like,
the one I remember.
Originally, it was a Funny Bone. It was on the landing.
Yeah.
And then it turned into Laughs on the... Or at some point, it turned into Laughs on the Landing. That was like the last...
Valley Park is where that other one is at now.
Okay.
That's where...
Everybody kept telling me, like, you need to go fucking do Mopin' Mic Night. And I'm like...
Mopin' Mic Night?
Mopin'.
I said Open Mic
Night. It's a suicide night. Here at Open Mic Night.
Oh, Jesus.
Fiends on stage. Kill yourself.
Yeah. No, oh, fuck you.
Baby. Best laugh you'll ever have.
All right. Well, I'm done with this one.
Oh, he's done. You hurt his feelings on that one.
Yeah, you did. You shot me down.
No, I didn't shoot you down. A whole crowd of people that wanted a comedian shot you down.
I guess you're not getting a hand job on the way back.
What, I'm not funny? Fuck you guys. No, I'm not funny.
I remember the last time I went to that Laughs on the Landing, I went with this guy named Sean, or Shane. It was Shane, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
And we went to see
Shane.
It was basically, it wasn't an open mic night, but it was like...
It was an open asshole night?
It was like a guys that had done an open mic night.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they get their own...
Oh, they failed?
Spotlight or whatever.
No. This isn't they failed.
No, they're moving up.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember his name, but he was one of these comedians that did it with a guitar.
Yeah.
So he'd like... You know, have these little kitschy songs and everything. And the next weekend, he was supposed to be at Laughs on the Landing. He was going to open up for Bill Bellamy. And I guess Bill Bellamy saw his act and told the owner that, he's like, I don't want that white guy opening up for me.
That's got to hurt.
He got shot down by Bill Bellamy.
That's got to fucking hurt, dude. Bill Bellamy?
When was this?
I've not even heard of Bill Bellamy since the 90s.
It's been a while. It was right after my 30th birthday.
Already have 42. I would imagine, though, at that point, Bill Bellamy probably didn't have big of a draw. I don't know. Maybe he's got...
It was sold out.
Was it sold out? Oh, really?
It would,
I don't
the
know.
Place probably
oh, was
sat...
sold out?
Let's say it sat 150 people. It wasn't a lot. But yeah, it was sold out. It was a sold out show.
Nice.
And I remember when I went to go see all these different comics, they all had 10 minutes up on stage. And he was one of like two or three white comics. The rest of them were all black. It was like the whole entire audience was black.
And this is a place where Bill Bellamy's going to be. So I get why it's a sold out show.
What in the
first guy, this is like when I had like a big like curly mop going on too.
Yeah.
Like one of my big afros.
They think you were Jewish?
And no, the first guy that came out. I got there late, and I don't know how much you know about comedy clubs, Fiend, but...
I've been to one.
No one ever sits, like, in the first couple rows.
Well, you
they avoid it.
Well, that you gotta have, like, so many drinks, right? You gotta have, like, there's, like,
two drink minimum.
Drink minimum.
Which is fine. That shouldn't hurt you at all. But anyway, so I get there a little late, and the only... open
places,
seats
right up
are the
front.
First two rows. So I sat right up. I don't give a shit.
And these are black comedians, so they're definitely going to do some crowd
work. Yeah. And the first guy that comes out.
It's like Dave Chappelle and the Nutty Professor.
He doesn't even start his act yet. Okay, the guy's like, here's, you know, so-and-so. And he comes out and he's like, oh my God, look at this fucking crazy white boy right here. He's like, he had the balls to sit in the front row. He's like, with that hair? But it was like 20 minutes of making fun of my hair, and then he went into his act, so.
He was like, "Oh man, that's great!"
And they kept telling him, like, "You could see, like, behind backstage, they had this little light that would flash."
Yeah, you're going too long.
And you could see, like, at first it was just a couple little, and then it was just like rampant, dude. Just like, okay, time's up. And of course, like, everybody that came out had to reference the first guy too. They were like, "Hey, get this guy a drink."
Well, you got some free drinks out of
it? I did get some free drinks.
Well, that works out then.
Well, like I said, I'm fine. Like, yeah. When we went to see Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody wanted to sit.
Yeah, like Kevin Pollak's
row.
Not going to
I'm like,
pick
come on,
people,
dude.
Though.
Even if he did, yeah. you can get to say, "Hey, Kevin Pollak, yeah. just fucking, you know, come on." But no.
He just did impressions the entire time, basically, yeah. which is what I figured.
But we had a good time that night. No, not the Kevin. I just mean we had a good time that night too. But at the Laughs on the Landing, and that's why, because we went up in the front row, and the whole time we were there, no one fucking like the second row empty, like all the back rows completely full. Like they were the ones in the dark too. You know what I mean? Like the way the light hits and shit. Yeah, I'm just like, who cares, dude?
I'd like to sit up front and then have like a. Like one of those shirts from Batman and Robin, where my nipples are like on the outside.
Oh shit!
But I mean,
so
when you
know
go,
I'm hard.
Regardless, like if you go to a concert, which is harder to do, I guess. But if you get the opportunity to sit in a front row, do it. I mean, you're probably going to walk out of there either with an autograph or you're going to have some type of interaction. So unless that's not your thing, unless you're just going to. Just go, I guess, but...
I could... When I went and saw Marin, like, I could have went and, like, talked to him and stuff, but then I was so fucking tired that night, I was just like... And there was... Everybody wanted to go talk to Marin and shit, and I was like, I'm fucking out of here. Like, he was even there before, like, the show and letting people come and talk to him.
But that's which is kind of cool. Which is, to me, like, I don't even know if I could, you know, because just from listening to Marin, like, does this guy really want me to go up here and fucking talk to
him? I'd have done it. Fuck.
It's weird, too, because I know everything about the man's life. But he doesn't know anything about me, so it's weird to go talk to him.
About who, Marin?
Yeah, Mark Marin.
Mark Marin.
Who's Mark Marin?
He's a stand-up. He has a podcast.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I know you're talking
WTF.
About that. Yeah.
Mark
Marin. Yeah.
He had the president on at one point.
That was a good episode, actually.
And he has a TV show called Marin.
Yeah, which, after listening to the podcast, it's real hard to watch that show. Because it's just... I mean, I get it. It's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. The show's not as funny as he is, I guess.
At least we're honest. At least we're fucking, like, on our podcast. It's like... We're,
if you listen to his
he's
podcast,
pretty honest.
He's extremely honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would say he's probably more honest than we are.
There are other comedians.
He's not watching Come On.
We hold back.
No, I'm just saying there are other comedians that give him shit, basically.
Because people come on his show and cry.
Cry, yeah.
I already know for a fact it's going to be the fucking summary. Fiener pukes. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of forgot about it. Yeah, you know, that's probably a good note.
Write that down. That's
like
Fiener pukes.
Yeah, write that one down.
Fiener pukes.
That's going to be the first one because that was early on.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm doing good now.
Well, that's good.
Watching Hellraiser 2.
It doesn't sound like the mic shorted out yet, so I don't think too much mom
No.
I'm going to have
to. I
got
to
use the bathroom now. Jeez,
oh, no.
Christ.
Oh, no.
It's up to you. Well,
I think
Fiend.
It's time to go ahead and just close
it
out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we,
I mean,
is it
been
that
going
time? Is
enough.
It that time?
Unless you had something you really wanted to go on about.
Not really.
How long have we been on for?
118.
Well, I got to plug the Dustin Diamond one more time. So.
Oh, no, not Dustin
Diamond. I'm sure
Diamond.
You'd love to plug him.
Oh, shit.
He'd like to plug you with a knife,
that,
too.
Is that the guy that goes out to fucking Cleo's?
Dustin what? Diamond? That's Screech, you jackass.
No, there's a guy that goes up to the fucking bar. His name is Dustin the fucking Diamond.
Dustin the fucking Diamond?
And he fucking...
is that Italian?
He's like, dude, I was in Playgirl and all this shit, and... I swear to God, dude. I swear to God. The next time I see him, I will record him and I will put him on the podcast.
Well, I got nothing else.
And neither do I.
Shelly out.
Feeder out.
As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.